You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with the show, it's just a little variety hour hosted by yours truly. Where for the next bit, I'll just be kind of doing a little bit of podcasting, just kind of addressing the people, and playing some tunes that I've found from the CGSF archive and some music that I've brought along as well. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CGSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwilum, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. I'm kind of having a pretty busy week, definitely feeling like a little bit of burnout, definitely been like going to work a lot and like, you know, going and working on assignments a lot, and school's kind of picking up, people, professors are getting us to think about like final projects and stuff, so it's starting to get busy, and I feel like everyone around me is kind of also feeling a little bit of that burnout. I feel like has to do a lot with like the spring semester. The spring semester always feels really difficult for me. The fall semester, I'm coming off the summer, I'm like, man, I was kind of like vegging. I was just kind of a big potato for like 4 months, you know, and you know, now it's time to actually like get back on track, and fall always feels super motivating to come back to school. Spring, it's like, man, I've been doing this, you know, like I just did like 3 terms of this. Now it's, I got to do this again. I mean, I'm very privileged to be at school. Don't get me wrong, but it's a little bit of a slog, and being at this community radio, it's probably relevant to a lot of our listeners. Been talking a lot, with some of my classmates today about like, a lot of them are also kind of about to graduate too, kind of, you know, in their fourth year, and some of them looking at job postings and stuff, and kind of really got me thinking of like what I want to do, because you know, I'm a geography student, looking to study in like, you know, mostly about like you know, urban development and human geography wise, and kind of been looking, I was talking to someone today a little bit about that, and you know, evidently I think a lot of the things that we learn about at SFU, at least, is, you know, a lot to do with, like, you know, social geographies and, you know, thinking very, like, intersectionally and equitably, and I feel like it'll be interesting to look for jobs in the future in human geography that aren't in the pocket of the capitalist, so to speak. Like, I can see a lot of jobs pertaining to geographers that might just be like somewhere on the lines of the developer, you know, I'm thinking, you know, big development companies that are sort of accumulating land and, you know, putting in big developments. And I could definitely see myself, you know, maybe having to work on that. But, you know, part of me kind of wants to make sure that I'm kind of looking out for the little guy and looking out for the social urban development side of things, you know, and I feel like it's, yeah, I mean, you know, to some extent, I've always kind of wondered if gentrification is kind of inevitable. I mean, I don't think it is, because, you know, gentrification is sort of a planned process, you know, there's definitely considerations to be made when, you know, when we need to build for density that, you know, sort of encompass the little guy, those who are, you know, who can't afford to live in these like $2,000 like one bedroom apartments, you know. I think I've been thinking about this a lot because you know, I live on Commercial Drive, and so to speak, I think it's kind of like a big sort of culture hub in Vancouver, and one of the things that a lot of my friends on the drive go and participate in is this thing called Balancing Acts. Balancing Acts occupy, it is, well, for those unacquainted, Balancing X is this sort of free rock climbing meetup. Basically, it's addressing this need for, you know, or sort of this desire for Vancouverites who want to get into rock climbing, want to participate in like bouldering and stuff, but, you know, as I bet you a lot of you know, because I feel like it's kind of a stereotype that Vancouverites are kind of into going to the Hive, and, you know, they're into all these, like, outdoorsy, you know, activities. The Hive's pretty damn expensive. It's pretty exorbitant. I mean, I think I was looking, you know, I've been trying to climb, you know, more, and at a certain point, I had thought that, like, you know, I think I could commit to, like, a season's pass, you know, like, you know, I'm really committed to getting fit and whatnot, and, you know, the only way to get better at climbing is just kind of to do it, and so I think I was debating for a long time buying a pass. Man, it's very, very expensive at the Hive. I mean, I should probably look it up so I'm not, like, talking out my butt here, but a Hive membership is, like, pretty damn expensive. If I recall correctly, even with, like, a student discount, which I cannot get as being an SFU student. I think it's, here we go. I feel like I'm doing the research for you guys. A four-term membership is $435. So pretty damn expensive if you want to sort of get the reps in for climbing. And so what balancing acts look to, you know, address is sort of that, like, you know, free access to climbing. You know, not only do they have, like, a little, like, splatter board or, like, a spray board. I don't know what you call it exactly, but it's just, like, a board with, you know, various holds. There's, you know, not necessarily a route set, you know, so it's kind of very, like, open. But, you know, they also run, like, outdoor events in the summer, and they do all these things out of this studio called Ulterior Studios, and they're mostly, like, well, they're mostly, for the most part, a studio space, but, you know, they sell a lot of clothing and a lot of, magazines and, like, other sort of, like, fashionable things that they make in-house, and so they've been sort of, like, this big, you know, staple, I think recent staple in, like, sort of the Drive neighborhood. You know, it's, you know, I went there just maybe last month. They hosted this thing, Takeover Skateboarding actually hosted this event at Ulterior, where they did, like, a free, they did, like, a free store for, to allow people access to snowboarding. Funny year to do it, I know. I mean, snowboarding's been absolutely atrocious this year. This, take a look at Grouse. I mean, right now it's okay, but, you know, maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, take a look at Grouse, and, you know, oh boy, you know, the Grouse Grind's opening soon, you know? But, you know, I benefited off that. You know, it was, like, a free POC shop, and so I was able to get some snowboarding gear and super hyped to go snowboarding about it. But Ulterior Studios, you know, the venue to a lot of these sort of cultural events and, you know, community events, recently made a post about how their, the entire block has sort of become victim to land accumulation. And so that sort of whole block is going to be rezoned as, a new housing development, which is crazy. You know, there isn't really that density on the Drive yet. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously, and I think this is why I think that, like, maybe, you know, gentrification's a little bit inevitable, is that, like, you know, obviously a lot of people want to live on the Drive, and, you know, in order to house more people, we kind of need to build upwards. But, you know, what that means for, you know, especially a lot of, like, the artists who live on the Drive, and, like, you know, a lot of people, it does mean that, you know, it's, you know, new development will bring rent gaps. It'll increase people's average rent. The cost of living will go up, you know, just sort of by virtue of kind of more people moving into the neighborhood. And so, yeah, it's a little bit of a shame. You know, Ulterior is trying to do their best, you know, to sign petitions and whatnot to sort of mitigate this development and maybe sort of make it known to the city how important these cultural spaces are. But, you know, in the end, there's, like, not really an incentive, right? Because in the end, the city looks to make, you know, solve some of the housing issues and potentially make some money by, you know, giving this land to these developers. And so there's really no incentive, you know, for them to, you know, look out for the little guy in this case. So, yeah, I mean, this kind of turned into a big blurb about gentrification, but, you know, really thinking about, you know, where this is all going and what that job future looks like for me, and, you know, what living on the drive looks like for me as well. I think, like, a lot of changes are about to happen for me. My roommate, you know, God bless Patrick, has been living with me on the drive for, like, 3-4 years now, and he's going to go off to Toronto. You know, big city boy, he's about to go off to Toronto for grad school, and so I think I'm in the midst of, like, looking for a replacement, someone who's maybe, like, equally as gamer and sort of a little bit degenerate as I am, you know, and, you know, is into some creative things. And so it's got me thinking a lot about, you know, a lot's going to change, you know. Oh, I feel like I feel like I should have prepared this beforehand, but I feel like now that makes me want to listen to a Wise Blood song. So I think that's what I'm going to play first. So for my first track, you know, as I sort of alluded to, here's A Lot's Gonna Change on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You This one time, in the middle of the night, you were sleeping to my left, blanket wrapped around your thighs, and I remember looking at you and thinking just how hard this would kill me. I didn't mean to run away, it's just a bad habit of mine. Stay up with Paris, France, but England's always slightly out of time. Stare up at the moon for hours, pretend as if to hold you in the eye. Punch in the same 11 numbers just to hear you say goodbye. I wrote a big dramatic letter all the night you went away. Wanted to be a soul, but more than that, I wanted you to stay. Reduce the lifetime to a page of what I needed you to know. That from the start, I knew that nothing else could ever feel so.
And welcome back. That was Tigers Really with Sadako here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Tigers Really is a local band. I'm pretty sure they're all from Vancouver. And I heard recently, through the grapevine that they got signed. So pretty well deserved. I've been kind of following them for a little bit over maybe less than a year since I've been back at radio again. And, you know, I'm happy to see some emo music coming out of Vancouver. That last song, I felt like, oh, it was really good. But part of me just has such an itch for, like, screamo stuff. And, like, oh, I feel like that song would have been so sick if in that sort of, you know, cathartic, like, end to the song, you just started screeching. But, you know, nonetheless, all love for Tiger Really. This past week, I've been slowly updating you on my progress in Persona 3. Persona 3 is this JRPG that just came out. And oh my god. I mean, last week I was like, oh, you know, like, I should take more time to play these kind of games, you know, and, like, stop playing so many, like, toxic competitive games. And this week, oh my god, like, my life has consisted of just, like, going to class, doing homework, going to work, and then, like, or, like, after work, going home and playing till 5 a.m., or, like, clutching up an assignment that's due at midnight, like, handing it in, and then just, like, gaming till 5 a.m. And I don't know, I've been super into it, but, like, I don't know. I feel like some of the regimen of the game, where, like, the game is a bit of a life sim, where you, like, actually have to, well, it's funny, like, in the game, you kind of have to go to school, and you have to go to work, and you have to, like, find time to raid dungeons, and you have to find time to, like, sweet-talk the girls you want to talk to, and, you know, and it's, like, it's kind of, like, I feel like it's some good structure. Inherently, I'm, like, oh, okay, if I do, like, this amount of homework, you know, like, I'm gonna be able to play this amount of Persona, you know, it's, like, it's so funny that it's, like, helping me to reshuffle my priorities. Whether or not Persona should be a priority over sleep is a different question, but nonetheless, I'm going to go to a quick PSA right now, and I'm going to use this as an excuse to play some more Persona music, because I've been every day taking the bus to school, wearing my little headphones, and listening to the Persona music, and I feel like a little guy in the game. So, yeah, here's a quick PSA, and we'll be back with some music, all right? See you soon.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram.
Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the 3 T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
With me.